This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Daily hearings have been underway and will continue to be until July 22nd in Rutland Federal Court on the constitutionality of the death penalty. And the testimony could make a difference in whether a man facing a second trial for murdering a North Clarendon woman in 2000 is once again sentenced to death. The case of Donald Fell, the man convicted by a federal jury in 2005 of murdering Terry King 5 years earlier, has taken a number of twists and turns already, and these hearings on the death penalty could result in more still. Reporter Kathleen Phelan-Tomaselli has been covering the hearings for the Rutland Herald, and she joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. Kathleen, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Mitch.
Now, we should remind listeners of the many mitigating factors in this case. Vermont does not have capital punishment, but because Donald Fell transported Terry King across state lines from Vermont into New York before killing her, the case did become open to federal death penalty laws, and prosecutors who were seeking capital punishment for Fell, they got it when he was convicted by a federal jury in 2005. Why, then, is he awaiting a second trial now?
He was, as you said, convicted in 2005, and then he was actually sentenced to death in 2006. But Donald Fell and his lawyers, they had claims of juror misconduct in his first trial. They actually said one of the jurors made a trip to Rutland to look at the scene of the crime, which is something that is not acceptable, and so he was awarded a new trial. And that started the proceedings, pretrial proceedings started last year, and this case will go to trial in February 2017.
Well, why are these daily hearings now being held in Rutland Federal Court? What's the purpose of them?
His attorneys have claimed that the death penalty is unconstitutional and filed motions with the court to have a hearing to look at the constitutionality of the death penalty in his case. And so for the next 2 weeks, scholars, prison wardens, experts are coming to testify on their views on the death penalty. And eventually, the judge in the case, Judge Jeffrey Crawford, will determine if it's constitutional or not.
This could really have an impact on whether or not Donald Fell, if he is convicted a second time, lives or dies.
Absolutely.
Well, who's given testimony so far?
We're currently in the defense phase, and one of the experts who testified the first day of the hearing was a professor from University of California at Santa Cruz, Craig Haney. And when Dr. Haney testified, he talked about how an individual, when they are on death row, they are more times than not in solitary confinement. And over a period of time, it's though their whole entire self recedes. And he actually took all of us in the courtroom on a journey through the Terre Haute Penitentiary. It's a federal prison. And that's where Donald Fell was housed for 8 years. And he took us through and showed us images of the penitentiary and what someone on death row, the conditions of someone on death row. And we did get to see Donald Fell's room that he was in before, and we saw what it was like. And what Dr. Haney is saying is that more and more courts and more states are looking at this and saying the death penalty is cruel and inhumane.
Now, on the other side of the coin, Vermont U.S. Attorney Eric Miller is saying that Donald Fell does deserve to die, to be put to death. What has he been saying?
Eric Miller and the rest of the prosecution team say that the crime against Terry King, that it was so heinous, it was such a heinous crime, he tortured her, basically. That's what Eric Miller is saying, and that in this case, he really does deserve the death penalty. And I do know that the family, Mrs. King's family, have been following this for the last 15 years, and they're always in the hearing, and they are in the hearings that are going on right now in Rutland, and they also agree with the death penalty.
I understand there's been some other testimony arguing against the death penalty, and this has a lot to do with public perception of the death penalty over time.
Yes, there was a doctor from University of Colorado, and he talked about how the perception in the last decade or two of the death penalty has changed dramatically, and that the number of death penalty sentences from, say, the late 1990s until 2015 have dropped exponentially. And last year there were only 49, and in the late 90s there were close to 300 death penalty sentences. And he said that he's never seen such a dramatic change in the way the public perceives something and so rapidly. He also talked about, researched and talked to, he and his team talked to top criminologists from around the country, and 88% of them said that there's no good evidence that shows the death penalty is actually a deterrent to crimes like the one Donald Fell is accused of committing.
Well, as you say in your article, these hearings are going to go on until July 22nd. I don't suppose there will be any indication when they're done from Judge Crawford how he will judge this one way or the other prior to the second trial, which won't happen until next year.
That's a really good question, and I'm not sure if I know the answer. It's possible. In fact, I would think that Judge Crawford may issue a written decision on this before the trial.
Well, we'll keep following your reporting on this. Kathleen Phelan Tomaselli is a reporter for the Rutland Herald. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Mitch. It was my pleasure.